Halacha Beis. This part is dealing with who is potter from the mitzvah of Re'iyah. And it says, Hamakametz, who shemalachta v'kabet soyas klovim, v'kiyetz behen la'abed arrez adrefua, he would gather soya of the klovim for various different purposes. V'chen ha'matzarev n'choshes b'machzev sholei, that person who mines the copper and then smelts it, who have done him, people which tan the leather. Alpishahain ma'usim imesham lachdon, harela matarin gufan ma'abushan v'arlin b'chal yisrelei ros. So he's going to pass it over here, that even though there was a mandam which said that the makamets and matzarev and bursi are p'turmin in Riyah, so he's Rama's passing on that, like that shita, that these, even though he said the Tome is potter and the Oral is potter because he's most like a Tome, but over here they're most because they're malacha, so they can clean themselves up and go. So Charlotte, there's two ways to understand the Kesemish, to understand the Rambam. One is the Rambam's pasuk, not like that Bryce, because the Bryce is presented as a Cherem Armim, means it's saying a Badavkin Alushan that somebody, it's Masha that somebody else argues. The doctor presents the Alushan of a Cherem. Or the Mari Kirkus says, the Kesemish quotes the Mari Kirkus, he says that Ram says they're not, they're potter. If they wouldn't clean themselves up, they couldn't go up. And that's what the Brisa means. The Brisa means they can't go up in a way that they can't mix and mingle with the rest of Klal Yisrael. Part of his kozel churkas, they're part of the group. But if they clean themselves up, so then they can go up like everybody else. So the miyut over there was not that they're potter from cleaning themselves up and going, is that as is, that they didn't. I mean, no lach of Eliyah the regal for them. That's how the Marie Kirkus understands. Eliyah the regal law? What did they say?
What the regal for them?
They said that Mechir Eliyah the regal.
So, I mean, do you mean if, like, the honest? I mean, otherwise, you would say. You'd say, like, okay, so clean yourself up, there's a chiyuv.
So he's learning, that's what I'm learning, they're mechuyev to do that. So the Braisa was saying that their potter means in a case where whatever reason they couldn't do that.
Right, so it's not
right.
Like an honest.
Right, so they can't do the mitzvah because they can't go up as is. Okay. Kol katan sheyoch alecha is bi gimel. Kol katan sheyoch alecha is bi yadash al aviv. L'alas mirushalayim l'harabayis. Child which can hold on to his father's hands and go up. The father's mechuyev to take him up with him. Shemar Yera calls the korcha. Okay. So I mean the Gemara's drush of kol zechurcha to mar, but the cotton is an asmachta, but the Rama is quoting it as an asmachta. He cut in chigur osuma ocherish fila ba'achas. He was lame and blind, or cherish, lame or blind in one eye, one leg. Or he was deaf. There's no chiyuv of chinuch. Abishu roi l'refua. We're talking about an illness which theoretically he could be misrape, and at that point in time he would be chayiv. Shelo yigadol v'hoyu kach hoyu potzei k'mo shebiyano. As is, he has no mitzvah of aliyah l'regel. So as is, it's not shech in the mitzvah of chinuch to be mechayev him to do something. That had he been a gadol as is, he'd be potter. If when he turns a gadol, he's going to be healed, so that'll be mechayev. But as is right now, he has no dinim of chinuch on him. He has no dinim of chinuch on him. Okay. Kol chay b'riya chay b'chagiga. Kol potim and riya potim and chagiga. The mitzvahs of chagiga and riya are go together in regards to the chayuvim. The person is chayv in one, is chayv in the other. However, the mitzvah of simcha, shami simcha, doesn't have these limits of the chigur, etc. Chigur also has a chi of simcha. Suma, all those people, they don't have a chi of chagiga or riyah, but they do have a chi of simcha. Chutz mecher shatav katan, varol batame. They're not roid to bring a korban. There's no issue of chigur coming into the mikdash. You say, I'm a chiv to also leave the megal. He's allowed to come to the mikdash and bring a korban. Somebody can't get it coming to the mikdash. So he's not a chiv to be mishalech as korban ayyadayach. So the cheresh of the katan patur because they're not bnei chiyuv. Therefore, her hebatur mechol mitzvah the worst mitzvah. They're patur from all the mitzvahs, so they're going to be patur from the chiyuv of simcha. Where will tamim neishayin oichlam bekachim? When bringim lebiya, they can't come to the mikdash. They can't eat a korban, so they don't have a chiyuv of simcha. They can't eat it. Kamashim biyarnim hilchos bi'is mikdash ubhilchos ma'aser kabbalas. So on the day one, he was a person who was not chayav in the mitzvah because of being whatever reason he's potter, and now he's healed. On the second day, he's healed. So we had the machlokes in the Gemara. Do you say that each one is tashumun zelazel, or they're cool and tashumun the rishon? So they're cool and tashumun the rishon. So we said the meeker is the first day. He's put the first day. He's put the rest of the regal. If each day is its own chiyuv, so then they be chayiv in the situation. The law of our passing that we say that kulon tashumun the rishon and potter min ariya min chagiga. Shemiyam chavosoi hoya potter. The chiyuv is the first day. And the first day he was potter. He remains potter the rest of the yom. Shekoyi yemeis hachag tashumay rishon heim kumesh shemiyam. The rest of the yomtiv is just a way to fulfill to fulfill that obligation of the day one, which a person didn't do for whatever reason. Ruchid in nitma belele yomtiv harishon. If it came to me the night of the first day. Al Bishator Lamocher is Potter. So he went to the mikvah, and at the end of the day, he's Tor. It comes out during that day, he was Potter. But Abu Nitro Biyam Rishon, Rezachai, Lahobi Chagiosa, Briosa, Besachim, Erbego, Kishitor. Here at the beginning of the day, he was Tor. In this last case of the Rambam, they came to me by day. So, at the beginning of the day, he was Torah. So, there was a moment where he had a full fledged Chiyiv. He was roid to bring a Korban, he had a full fledged Chiyiv to bring a Arlis Rihanna and a Shamach Hagiga. And he didn't do it. He didn't do it because he came to me, but he didn't do it. So, he's Mukhiyiv the rest of the later on in the Yomtiv to do it. But you don't say that since at night time he was Torah at the beginning of the night. So for he had a chi of simcha and riya, and the fact that he kept tabi later on doesn't take that away because when the day started, and was shy to bring a korban, he was tummy already. And we look at Lila's mechusha zman; it's not roy for the zman of was korban yet. So it's like the day hasn't the chi hasn't arrived yet. So the chi hasn't arrived when the chi arrived, he was about to. When the chibur arrives, he was chayiv. The fact he became tummy afterwards doesn't patter. Misha bol azora b'sechi me'achag. Person comes into the azora during up them. And the chayiv will be early b'yodim b'chol eis shikar. He doesn't have to bring. He does not need to bring a carbon every time he comes in. Shazel Shinemar, I, the pasuk says, "Lo yeru panai rekom." So you should not come in to Torah said with the love, we said before, coming in Rekom. So it's mamash, and it's a mamash key of love. How can you tell me it's mutter to come in? And a little bit ikur haregel. That's talking about the bilvad. Shim Yom Rishon. So on day one, he's a chiyuv to come with the korban. Oh, teshlum Rishon. Or on day one, he didn't bring for whatever reason. So now he's a chiyuv to be mashlim that. So if he becomes without the korban a second time, he's over the veir becoming reikum. He could bring more if he wants. It's not, we don't accept it. We accept it as a korban olas riya, and we'll be makabed as such. There's no chiyuv at all to do that. He already fulfilled his obligation in the beginning of Yom Tov. Hifrish Esther Behemoth Lachagigosai. Prikim Mehen Mixosan Berishan Upasak. Set aside 10 behemoths. He brought some of them. And then he stopped. Shuv Enu Chayzu Umarki Bashar. Sharei Shire is some. So you can't bring it on Yom Tov, on the day of Yom Tov. So on the day one, he comes into the Beis Hamikdash, he wants to bring more than one. So others should be you can bring on Yom Tov. The Dharma that which you can't bring on Yom Tov. So he brought in 10. His marker 5, and then he says he stops. See if it's part of the earliest Re'iyah, he can be Mamsha, he can continue to be Makarit on Yom Tov. If it's not, then it's an earliest Nadova, and you can't bring an earliest Nadova on Yom Tov. So on Paskins, Shimon Chazu Makar Bashar, Shay Shire, so he can't bring the rest on Yom Tov. Because he stopped and he was Mashire then. The Pasuk Eladocha Yom, Yochel Hakri,
the Yom Makar Bashar and Machar. Who's Mafrish them? For the Chagiga. I understand how. Why you say it's like a Nadava?
I'm sorry. The Rama is going to have to learn. So the Lechem Mishal is learning to Rama is learning like Rashi. The problem over there is the problem about Tosif. The Torah mitzvah is to bring one day. Once you did your yotze, so you can bring more than one that day, and that's not this about Tosif. But you can come the next day and say, start bringing other kabbalas. The shame, erlis riya. So that's an issa deraisa. You're adding on to the mitzvah riya. You yotze mitzvah riya. You can't bring him anymore later on. So if he's bringing Taurus and Dharma and Adobus, he's going to hate. So he's learning, the Rambam is learning like Rashi.
Why? Because
so he was bringing on the first day and he ran out of time. So he says, well, say we brought the first day and he stopped.
Your
I should consider the opposite of Rashi. There's not enough time to get all of them in. The reason why it wasn't marked is because he didn't have enough time. So this mitzvah of Akrova on the first day. Afterwards, you were from Al-Tosif. He's learning like Rashi. Erchanan al-Pirish, Benotam Pirish, Tamam al-Makhlok Yisuh, Mishum Nekim, and the Shairam, Habikin Dharman Adobis, Ben Yochal Akrivam, but Yamtiv, Ho-Akrit. You can't bring it on Yamtiv. Vashayim Baisa Regal, bring it during the Cholamoid, the Pirish Bein Adam. Yaakov Avadei. And Machloek is Elim Akivim Yamtiv O'Akron Oiloi. He didn't bring it on the first Yamtiv, he could bring it on the second, on the last Yamtiv, last day of Yamtiv. Because the problem is, the Dharma Adam is can't be brought on Yamtiv. So if he left it over, so we look at it as these are Erlis Miyot, so you bring them on the second day of Yom Tov. If he had time and he left it over, so he just stopped leaving it over in the Dharma Dabba, so you can bring it Chol HaMoed, you can't bring it on Yom Tov, this, on Yom Tov Vahri. You have a Chikigo Yochol HaKa, you have a Chikigo Dharma Dabba, that's a Tupshatu. He can bring it during Cholamoid, but the learner to be Yom Tov Akron can't bring it on Yom Tov Akron. He must cause to be Yom Tov Pasuk. Makir b'shar l'machir, Marabusa the makir b'lamachir shu Cholamoid. We can question makir the next day. And the case was there was a time which caused the problem. So what's the Kiddush? That day you can't bring anymore because you can't bring anymore. Practically you can't bring anymore. The next day you're allowed, of course you're allowed to bring it. What's the Kiddush? What would I say otherwise? Have a whole like a plug the cloud, the feeling dormant is Yechal Kivim l'machir shu Cholamoid. Well, the learner, Yechal Kivim b'yamtiv ha'achron. I'll hold you the learner, Yechal Kivim b'yamtiv ha'achron, and there's the Pirshavish Rashi. So the concern is about Tosif. So he's saying, if he stopped, so it looks like he's finished, then he wants to go bring some more. We say, that looks like he's trying to add on another mitzvah. If the day ended him, so it's all part of his original havuah, just he didn't have enough time. So then later on, it's not like it's not about Tosif, it's part of his original havuah. Yes. Pelasri and Abba Ella Minachulan, Kishar Kabonis, Shadam Chaibin. A person, a carbon which a person is Mukhivan, he can't use Meister money, Meister Behema, etc., to fulfill his obligation, his own personal obligation. He can't use something else, the Bereshim's money, to fulfill that obligation. You can use my sheni money to buy shamecha giga. Hamurabas in Moos Kulan. Which are those, my sheni money is mixed together with Moos Kulan. The cabinet of Rubus Behema, Umakriba, shamecha giga. So we can use. So it's more. If it's it's so the more. So what's the more lashon over there? It's your teiflin. You add in some chulin money. You add in some meisher sheni money, and you buy the your better korban. There has to be enough chulin money to fulfill the basic obligation. There'd be enough money to buy a chagiga. So you want to add it, make it better with meisher sheni money. That's mutter, or meisher behema money. My Sasheni money. Sorry. That's what.
In other words, where does the buck stops at?
In the buck
stops at. If the Tanyim are not, assuming
they're
not true,
if they are. And they should Shamach Hagigo, Chayva, Bechol, Shu, Chayva, and Abba Alam. So Shamach Hagigo also is a concept of Chayva. So you, the Iker is sheer, you have to bring from chulin money, and then you can add on meiser sheni money to get a larger animal. Yeah. You can't use meiser sheni money for oila. I mean, theoretically, we should have to say something about oila, but you can't use meiser sheni money, has to be used to buy something you eat. So it's not negated to use meiser sheni money for oila anyway. You can use meiser behema for the shamach chagiga also. But we do not allow the person to be makrivit on yomtiv because of the gzera. He might come to be master or to get behemoths to use. Yud.
Why is master behemoth
allowed? More than that, from Pasuk.
I'm sorry, from Pasuk?
Yeah. Good. Yotzin Yisrael Yidei Chobes Shamei Simcha Ben Adar Ben Adobes Ben Meister Behemet. Shamei Simcha the Ikrachiv is to bring Kabbalahs and have a Boser. So whatever the Adar Ben Adobes or Meister Behemet which he committed to, he can fulfill his obligation of Shamei Simcha with that. The Kahanim, they can fulfill the mitzvah of Shamei Simcha of having Boser of Behemet of a Korban. Bechatus Uba Ostrom Uba Bechor Uba Chazer Beshark. They get these very different items. And they're so to eat, that's for them, that'll be your to the midst of simple. It's as though he, the Swayach Bechilas Basil of the Hashem, so the mitzvah is to use Bechilas Basil of a Korban of the Hashem, very often they ate it. It has to be animal meat, it can't be from birds or menachas. Even all the karbanos, karbiyan b'sachem shchigas arba oster shos. Tich ein adam yotze bo yidei choy b'schakiga el yotze bo yidei choy b'simcha. So he's coming. It can't be fulfilled. It's. The mitzvah chagiga was done before Yom Tov, but you were yotze the mitzvah simcha on the first night because you had boser from the bat behema. The rabbi has a problem over here. Sugus the rabbi. Chagiga was done before Yudal and Erev Pesach. So the rabbi. What's the flow of these two thoughts? Since It's Rishos, therefore you're not Yetzir Chayvus Chagiga. And if it be a Chiyiv, it's still before Yom Tov. How can you Yetzir Chiyiv Chagiga on Yom Tov with a Karma from before Yom Tov? There's no dinner. The Chagiga's Abrosh is not Mitzi, the Chiyiv Chagiga which you have on Yom Tov itself. So any day my Lefikach, Voice of Brisa Ben Temo Shana Oso. That so he holds is Ben Tema Shana Oso, the Sabra Chigas Yodalad is Chayva, he'd be passing. Rabban Akiva, the Roshosi Yotze, Bo Af Mishum Chagiga, in his Sola, Lotse Spo, Mashach Tib Yodalad. So thought the Rabbi that the fact that you brought in your dalad, but since you're eating it in Yom Tov, that would be enough to be Yotze. Okay, this we're gonna to see the Kesef Mishnah how he answers that. Let's just finish off over here. Misha hayu lo yud aleph. Misha hayu lo shalmei neder in a davar b'shachtem erev yamtiv. He brought this korban erev yamtiv. Av shalchem yamtiv and yetsu b'yedei chayvus chagiga. Shenavu elam min achulin. Av yetsu b'yedei chayvus simcha. So if the fact that might you ate on yamtiv would allow you to be yotze theoretically, but it's not. It wasn't. It was already its own independent kiyuv. So that's not. That's called. You're not being b'yedei chayvus achulin. But your person can fulfill his obligation of simcha. The mice he had bosser behem. You'd be itself be shocked and cut him a regal. So how can we yotze the chi of simcha? You shat it er yomtiv. Hal v'erchel mehen be regal yotze the chay bosser shen tzarch l'shchayt shalme simcha be shas simcha. You can shat shalme simcha prior to yomtiv, and you didn't shat them be shas simcha, and you still could be yotze. You should still fulfill your obligation of simcha. So that I understand about this deal with the giga. I'm not getting. Shalmei simcha. I understand that the ikur is to be mesameach bebaser on yamtiv. I baser korban on a yamtiv. So we did that. Giga is the chiyuv of yamtiv to bring a korban. So how can we use that with bringing the korban of yamtiv? That was the Kesha Mishnah. What time is it? Yeah. Yud. Go back to the Kesha Mishnah. Yud. 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 El Yitzhak by Yedei Chavis Simcha. Perik El Debor. The season. It's not a chelos to Shnei Yomim Balayla Echad. So it says that Chagigus Yudalad is eaten for 2 days and one night. So there's going to be Erev Pesach, the night of Pesach, and the following day. It's eaten on day one. The season will come in Tema. The time in Tema, Armor Chagigus Yudalad, and Pesach, Arei Hiki. Pesach, Arei Nechelos, and Yom Balayla. It's eaten only that day and the following night. But the Chagiga of Tesva means that the Chagiga of the first day of Yom Tov, that's a regular Korban Shlomim, which is eaten 2 days and one night. So it would be the day of Tesva, the night of Tezayin, and the day of Tezayin. But Chagiga Yudal is limited, kind of maintained. So you can't be yotze chagiga with it, you can yotze simcha with it. V'raiva kasa v'al divrei benu any day amal lefikach. V'emesh aloshen lefikach kasha. The word lefikach is difficult. The mashav, the mishum, she rishos yotze ba yedei chay v'simcha. She ma'is hachever lo haya yotze ba yedei chay v'simcha. Even if v'chayva l'char yotze, we said you can yotze with the korban chattas for simcha. So you understand So Loshon Pikuch is difficult. In other words, it's not being ma'azah why you're not your Yitzchak Giga, it's being ma'azah why you are your Yitzchak Simcha. So that's not true. I mean, like, whether it's Rishos HaKhiyev, you still be your Yitzchak Simcha. And you still wouldn't be your Yitzchak Giga. So what's the Pikuch? Mashiach Shadoi Sabrai Sikim and Tema. Yesh Lomer, this is Heber Rabbeinu, the Leipzigi Rabbana Aben Tema. They don't argue. Everybody agrees it's yes simcha and no chagiga. The time of the Einon Echel of the Yom Halayla, Amrina Megemora, the Habi Mishum, the Keisha Kosov, the Pesach, Vimashu Zeshu, Techoiva, El Chavim Rotsal, Habi Yechagiga, Didik Pesach. It's not saying you must bring it and it's like a Pesach in that way. And the shares of Yom Halayla. It means if you want, you can bring it. But when you do bring it, it's like Pesach. It's only eaten for day and night. So at the end of the day, he's saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Rambam is Shver, Lefikach is Shver. But you're not your Yitzchak Giga. Yeah, okay.